I'm so thrilled that my next guests are in the studio with us this morning, because what a great addition this has been to Sonoma County. We're talking about the Children's Museum of Sonoma County. Colette Michaud is the CEO and founder of the Children's Museum, and Lauren Peters is the director of programs. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
It always seems like there's something really fun going on at the Children's Museum. I have to ask you, one of the things that I was looking over your website last night, I noticed that adults are not allowed into the museum without a child, which I thought was comical and appropriate.
Well, we do that really for safety reasons, you know, this crazy
world. So you can't really trust the... Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. I thought you thought maybe the parents would go in there and...
Start playing with everything. We always welcome. And actually, if anybody would like to come to the museum, we will always welcome them into the museum with a volunteer or with a team member to walk around and give them a tour.
And so it's been in operation in a brick and mortar building since 2015,
Actually, 2014. We opened our doors in June of 2014, but we've actually been around since 2015.
Okay, I'll ask you this just to throw you a curveball. How many kids have come through?
Well, we count visitors, and since we opened our doors in 2014, actually over 500,000 visitors, total visitors.
Million. Yes. That's impressive.
It is.
You must be doing something right there.
Well,
Lauren, you're the director of programs. What is it that is bringing those kids and their parents in?
Oh, we have an amazing space full of wonder and education and play. And I think visitors will find that when they're there, they are probably learning, but they don't even realize it, because it's a wonderful place for kids to just be kids. And they get to challenge themselves and discover new things. And every time they come, they can figure something else out.
It kind of reminds me of the Exploratorium in San Francisco, you know, where, you know, there's a little bit of science, but there's a lot of things you never, you know, thought you might be able to have your hands on, and all sorts of things like that for kids.
Yeah, the museum is really a wonderful place where kids become natural scientists. They get to do what they do naturally, which is try things out.
Yeah.
And, you know, break things and make messes, which we get to clean up afterwards.
And still, you're still there since 2005. It's amazing to me. What's the biggest draw for kids?
I think the biggest draw for kids is, again, just having that opportunity to experience things in their own way, at their own pace, and having the materials, the time, and the space to engage all their senses in joyful exploration.
Wow, that's pretty good. Makes me want to go. Lauren, it's an ever-evolving program, isn't it? I mean, it seems like, you know, every few weeks there's something new to do or learn or be a part of.
Yeah, we try to keep things interesting. We try to keep visitors coming back and finding new ways to interact with the museum. So our programs are really tailored to kind of always be new, always be interesting and exciting and hands-on. And so we are constantly adding new programs. We're changing our programs and just trying to keep it exciting, interesting.
And it's, you know, we think of, when we say the word museum, we get an image, we adults get an image in our head, which seems to me is about the direct opposite of what happens at the Children's Museum, because it seems so active and interactive, more so than a regular museum.
It is absolutely more interactive. It's age appropriate, though, for children, and that's why it's called a children's museum. I actually love it when I'm walking into the museum in the morning and I hear children entering and they're saying, "Museum, museum, we're going to the museum." And for me, for me, that is such a wonderful thought, to think that when they grow old, when they get to be our age, that they will have that love of museums starting at a very young age. And I don't think we can have enough people loving museums. I think they're wonderful places. I grew up going to museums with my family. So I love the idea that children are getting acclimated really early on to loving museums.
That may be the best thing of all, at bottom line, in terms of, expanded education for kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's these out-of-body box, out of school experiences that stick with us in life. And a lot of times when you look back and you think about what made a difference in your life, it's those experiences that are a lot of times at museums.
It's the experience, bottom line, no matter what we're talking about in life, yes. Isn't it? It's yes. not the thing. It's the experience yes. of it all. Yes. Tell us where the Children's Museum is. What does it cost to get in, and how best to get in touch with you if, for example, people want to volunteer at the museum?
Well, we're located at 1835 West Steele Lane in Santa Rosa, and we have lots of opportunities for volunteers to do any type of work that they'd like to do, whether it be office work, whether it be working with the children out in the exhibits, or whether it be helping build exhibits. We have all kinds of opportunities. And this Saturday, we have an amazing new program event called Art Jam that is happening at 1 to 2. And I'll let Lauren talk a little bit about
that. Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, so it's part of a visiting artist series that we just started recently, and we have to give a shout out to the Sonoma County Vintners Foundation for their generous grant that Great. Allows us to create this program. But we really wanted to be able to bring in artists from different areas, painters, people who do floral arrangements. We have a hula hoop coming in. Yeah,
hula hoop artist. I like that.
So just this huge, huge array of artists. And we want children to kind of see what these artists are doing and then also get to experience that particular art form. So,
and that's this Saturday.
And one of our programs is this Saturday. It'll be the SoCo Dance Theater.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So kids will get to come in and get to come to the museum. They'll get to do an interactive dance piece with the SoCo Dance Theater.
What kid doesn't love to dance?
I know. And they're going to do it around our wonderful Bruce Johnson sculpture. So they are doing a themed piece that is around recovery from the fire. So nice. It's a beautiful piece. We'll have a film that they have made going in our Dow Event Center at the same time that the kids can be learning how to do some dance with them.
Fantastic. Well, it is an ever-evolving circumstance at the Children's Museum. And what's the website?
It's www, and it's the initials of the museum. C for children's, M for museum, O for of, S for Sonoma, and C for county.
CMOSC.org.
Yes.
That's the Children's Museum. Thank you both for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
I
got
to get over there
us.
One of these days. I need to rent a kid, though.
No. You're welcome anytime. You're a kid. We're all a kid.
Yeah,
so
boy,
on.
Ain't
come
that the
by.
Truth. Lauren Peters is the director of programs there, and Colette Michaud, the CEO and founder of the Children's Museum. It's 8:28 at KSRO. We'll be right back.
The best defense against ticks and tick-borne diseases is you. Showering after being in a tick habitat can help you detect ticks. Learn more at msmosquito.com/ticks.
Lavera is celebrating their 35th anniversary.
35 years of award-winning pizza.
35 years of cannelloni.
35 years of garlic knot rolls.
For 35 years, Lavera Pizza has been serving delicious Italian food to Sonoma County. So come join the celebration. Tuesday, buy an 18-inch specialty pizza for $35. Get a meatball marinara appetizer for free. Thursday, buy an 18-inch specialty pizza for $35. Receive a gift certificate for a 12-inch cheese pizza to use on your next visit. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you get 35% off any bottle of Sonoma County wine or 350 draft pint. And enjoy the September soup of the month. It's zucchini spinach bisque. Lavera offers nationally acclaimed pizza, pasta, Italian gelato, Sonoma County wine, and patio dining. All at 629 4th Street in downtown Santa Rosa. Open Tuesday through Thursday from 11 to 8. Friday, 11 to 9. Saturday, 12 to 9. Sunday, 4 to 9. And closed on Mondays. 2-hour free parking with a purchase of $15 or more. For daily deals, go to laverapizza.com.
Tune in every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. for Dr. Walter Tom of the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on KSRO's Ask the Expert show. Dr. Walter Tom can help create the body you've always wanted with laser body sculpting, skin regeneration, laser and vein therapy, and other specialized treatments. Look younger by Monday with Dr. Walter Tom on KSRO's Ask the Expert show every Thursday on 1350 a.m. and 103.5 FM KSRO.
Win a Mustang, cash, and more this month at Graton Resort and Casino. Play to enter the Mustang Madness drawing on September 28th. You could win a Ford Mustang. So many ways to win. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays, turn points into slot play. Plus, win up to $30,000 in prizes in the blazing hot slot tournaments. Best of all, sign up for great rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at greatresortcasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
It's 8:30 at KSRO. Yes, it's a...